He did this to make us perfect. Notice the works were finished from before the foundation of the world. Jesus finished his work on the cross. Then why does he talk about making us perfect in every good work to do his will? Because we have to yet live it. It is not enough that Christ had merely died, but he also is desirous to bring gifts to us to cause us to do his will. That is what he came to do. He is powerful to do it, not by my power, not by my strength, but by his power and by his spirit. That is how it gets done. That is the only way to become perfect. To do God's will in every aspect of our life. Working in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. It's the former end of the letter. See, that is the goal of the gospel. That is the gospel. And it has many modes, but it is his sacrifice was brought about to make us righteous. And there are several things inside of that that help us along the way. But the righteousness, in so many ways, has been ignored in the modern church in America. The righteousness is so sorely discounted, so sorely lacking in the words of those who preach. You know, you'll never be perfect. They always say, we'll never be perfect. I'm never perfect. You're going to sin. What an evil conscience they display. A good conscience says this: I know that God, by his power, will turn me from all sin and iniquity. I know it. And even if I don't see it yet, I also know that Jesus Christ is going to have all his enemies placed under his feet. I know it, though I don't see it yet. That's faith. And that's what pleases God. Verse 22, I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation. For I've written a letter to you in a few words. Suffer the word of exhortation. The words that exhort you unto better things. The words that exhort you to the promises of God. That exhort you to follow and obey Jesus Christ. That exhort you to the obtaining of salvation and resurrection from the dead. Endure it. Suffer it. Let it be. Our brother Timothy is set at liberty. I guess there was a problem. With whom, if he comes shortly, I will see. I will come with him if he comes quickly. Salute them that have the rule over you and all the saints. They of Italy salute you. They of Italy, it doesn't necessarily mean in Italy. It could mean Latins dwelling in the place where Hebrews was written from. So that isn't really a clue to say this was written from Rome or something like that. Because after he went to Rome, he never, as far as anyone knows, went back to Jerusalem. And he's saying here he's going to, though a desire expressed doesn't necessarily indicate it actually happened. Grace be with you all, amen. Without grace, it's impossible. And thus ends the book of Hebrews.